By now, there's little doubt you've heard about the hype surrounding Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ.
Here's a thumbnail just in case. Gibson was turned away from major studios and spent millions of his own money making the movie. The actors speak only in Latin and Aramaic. The movie is very violent, and some Jewish groups are calling it anti-Semitic.
Well, the movie opened in thousands of theaters today. Many eager fans lined up for midnight shows. Some churches bought out entire screenings. We'll hear what our critic Bob Mondello thinks of The Passion in just a few minutes. But first, here's a sample of what some of the first moviegoers thought.
My name's Lori Rose. I'm from Buffalo, New York. It was unbelievably realistic. I cried a lot. It was so graphic, but not necessarily graphic in a horrible, horrifying way. It was very moving. Anybody that believes in the story of the crucifixion of Jesus is going to be very emotional watching it.
I'm Reverend Travis Pittock. I am a Lutheran missionary to the city of Buffalo. Last night and tonight we did two private showings with over 600 people in attendance, and each time I've seen the movie, my faith grows and grows and grows.
My name is Brian Foster, and I live in Sacramento, California. Kind of speechless at this moment. It's pretty powerful. I think it's the most real portrayal of Jesus' death that I've ever seen.
I'm Father Vincent Heyer, and I'm the director of the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs for the Catholic Archdiocese. So I'm have a great interest in this movie, and I think it's a tremendous dramatic portrayal, but it's a piece of art. I didn't find it as faithful to the Gospels as has been touted, especially some of the portrayal of the Jews and the seemingly lackluster portrayal of Pontius Pilate.
I'm Carolyn Baudet, and this is Rachel LaDuca.
Wasn't what we thought it was going to be, basically.
Extraordinarily graphic and no plot, basically. It's a great work of fiction. It's what it is.
There's been more to the story.
My name is Amber Binkley, and I live in Seattle. I'm not religious. I actually came to the film more to see it as a person who loves movies than as a person who wanted to see it because of the content. And, you know, I'm a Mel Gibson fan, I have to admit it, and I think he did a great job on it. You know, it did move me, but, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, it's not going to make me go to church tomorrow or anything like that.
My name is Charmaine Mifflin, and I live in Linwood, Washington. It was very touching and very moving. It really seemed to follow the Bible very well for anyone who has ever read it or studied it. And with all the war going on in the world, I think maybe this might help.
Moviegoers after watching The Passion of the Christ in St. Louis, Seattle, and Buffalo, New York.